Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1 o'clock. If anybody knows where Jeff Walker is, let me and or Landfill know. We think he may have had to run to the bathroom. Also possible he just left. Possible he's out looking for designated party zones for the day the sale gets announced. Right now, though, for us, time to get to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Don't place that first bet without checking with BetQL. BetQL analyzes every game to find you the most profitable betting opportunities. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Time to welcome in our friend, Mr. Rick Snyder. Of course, you can read his work here at 106.7 The Fan's website. Rick, what's up, man? How are you?
Oh, just walking the mean streets of Alexandria the other day.
Wouldn't it be nice if there was a stadium in Alexandria? Wasn't that supposed to be the plan at one point?
Well, Potomac Yards, which I guess is part of Alexandria. Yeah, they had a press conference and everything. And then the northern, Richmond legislature said, we're going to spend all that money on the border of Virginia for up there. Forget that. And they wouldn't do it. So it killed the deal.
There's a bunch of things I want to discuss with you. I'm always fascinated by your take on the ownership stuff because you've been through this a few times. But I wanted to start with a story you wrote last week about Bobby Bethard. It was on the Fan website, and it still is. It was really interesting. I think last week we really talked about Bobby Bethard's accomplishments and winning 4 Super Bowls, going to 6. I mean, the amount of Hall of Famers, the amount of Pro Bowl players. I mean, this guy knew how to scout football players. But the story of Dan Snyder trying to bring him back to the then Redskins really kind of stood out to me. Can you tell that story for everybody?
So when Snyder, fires Cassidy right off and doesn't have a plan B, and they go, well, we'll get Bobby Bethard, because he knew that name at least. And so, they talked to Bethard, and they made him an offer, and Bethard was going to consider it. And then they said, oh, you got 1 hour. And, okay, 1 hour? Well, that kind of ticked Bobby off. But what really killed the deal was Snyder's lawyer would call every 10 minutes and go, you got 40 minutes left. You got 30 minutes left. And they were like, the hell with you. So that was the end of that.
How early into Snyder's ownership was this? Was this to be the first GM?
Well, yeah, he would have been there before Vinny. I don't remember exactly the date, but it was very early in it. Snyder still doesn't know names, but he knew that one because who doesn't know Bobby? And Bobby had retired, so he was just out there. So, it was a classic move by them, because he had a bunch of henchmen he brought over from Snyder Communications who just thought they could bully everybody and be ugly. I mean, you were ugly people, to be honest. And so it was very much in character of what was going on everywhere throughout the building.
I mean, to try to bully a guy like Bobby Bethard, who has legitimate Hall of Fame credentials at that point, even though he wasn't in until later, what does that say about the Snyder ownership that we've all experienced now for close to 3 decades?
They never respect anybody. And I remember someone was here being interviewed for a job, and one of the other employees walked in to talk to Snyder, and when he left, Snyder said, I hate that guy. He's fat. And my friend said, well, I'm not working for a guy who talks like that. But it's just very common as to what went on. And, there was an anti-smoking ban even back then, and Snyder would get all those guys, and they just smoke, cigars everywhere in the building, stank. just had a total disregard for everybody. Ugly people. I was going to retire, JP. I was going to retire right after the season. But when Snyder said they're selling, I thought, I'm sticking around now. I want to see something good for once.
That's awesome. I've actually heard a story, and you'll remember the name. I want to say it's, is it Drasner? Dazner? Who was his partner?
Yeah, Drasner. You talking about the keys of the car story?
No, but now I want to hear that one. I heard a story. I think they were in an office building. I want to say it was New York. I don't remember exactly where they weren't allowed to smoke, and they just smoked anyway. And somebody was like, hey, man, you could get in serious trouble for this. He's like, not when you've paid off X, Y, and Z so that they don't come and check you out for smoking. Is that?
Yeah.
I don't know the right names or anything, but does that sound like something that would make sense?
Yeah, I mean, Fred Drasner ran the New York Post back then. And okay. he would yell at me I could never work for his paper, and I would say something ugly back. I mean, but all right, here's the good story with Drasner. All right, so Drasner needs to go pick up somebody up at Carlisle, and he wants the keys to one of the Redskins' cars to go get them. And the guy who worked for Marty said, listen, I got to get Marty's permission first. He said, I own the team. He said, I can't do this. Marty will fire me. So Drasher goes out onto the practice field as practice is starting and starts picking a fight with Marty and yelling at him. And Marty's like, you don't talk to my people that way. And it got into this big, ugly fight where everybody's warming up. And after that, Drasner went to Snyder and said, we got to fire this guy. And by 0-3, they had decided to fire him. Got to 0-5, finished 8-8, and they fired him. You know, so that's the craziness that went on like that.
Yeah, I had heard a story with Marty, and I guess it was Drasner, about a motorcycle. About he would, like, pull his motorcycle down to the practice field, and Schottenheimer said, get this guy the hell out of here. Is that sound about right?
I don't remember that one, but why not? You know?
You're right.
I mean, I remember Brian Schottenheimer was Marty's son, was dating a young woman in PR, and Snyder had just a big fit about that and said, ban, you know, anybody dating. And Marty said, my son wants to date her. He can. It got into a big fight. I remember that because Brian was just named an OC somewhere yesterday. So.
Yeah, he's been bouncing around for a while now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all these stories, JP, they're all true. I mean, that's, the early days were just insane around here.
I can only imagine because I saw really and I guess we're all still seeing, but kind of the second half of Dan's ownership fairly up close and personally, and it was still pretty wild. So I can only imagine what the wild days were like.
I can't even tell some of the stories because I'm not spending retirement with lawyers. What you've heard, it's just a piece of it.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. So let's talk about what matters now is going forward. As somebody that covered this stuff when Jack and Cook's estate was selling and Snyder eventually bought it, what do you believe is happening now? I mean, the news today is that Dan Snyder's Potomac Mansion is on the market.
Yeah, I heard about that at least a month ago. Surprised it was 50 mil.
I mean, it's been on and off the market for years, yeah. Right? Like,
right.
This thing's been available should you have the cash.
Yeah, you see the King of Jordan's house, I think it was.
Yeah.
And, yep. You know, Snyder cut down all these trees to the Potomac, and which was against the rules, and he got fined, but he wanted the view. I mean, so there's another story. You know, I can't wait till he goes to England and works and let the British press get a piece of him. He'll pray for us to come. You know, it's just always like this. So, you know, the last time there were some bettors, suitors for this, but, you know, a lot of things happened at one time when the sale happened. And that was like Cleveland came into the league and had a big admission fee in there. The first big TV contract came around. The team was moving to a new stadium. And so they went from what they expected to be $250 million ended up going for 800. And if it had fallen apart again, Fred Smith was ready to go to a billion if it came back to the market. But because a guy named Milstein was a straw buyer, really, he didn't want to put any money down, and the NFL eventually rejected him. Snyder said, I'll take over the deal as the junior partner, and it kept it from being back on the market. The trustees were glad to just be done with this. They were getting 10% as part of their deal. They're splitting up that. So, I mean, they just wanted to sell it. So it would have gone for a billion then. There's just a lot of revenue enhancers all of a sudden, you know, the stadium name, all that kind of stuff.
Right.
So that's why it went for so much more than everybody thought. And John Cook, contrary to belief, was not a real bidder. He was a straw bidder. because you got 10% inheritance of the price. So by pretending to try and, you know, really bid for it, you got the other side up more. And there were plenty of people who went to John Cook and said, I will be, you know, your partner. They wouldn't do it. Why didn't you listen to them?
So where we are now, we're talking with our friend Rick Snyder, has been covering the Commanders for many years, knows things inside and out, especially when it comes to kind of these ownership transitions. I don't know that I've asked you this. Maybe we've done it in person, but certainly not on the air. Do you believe this thing is going to get fully sold?
Yeah, I don't think there's any way out for Snyder. I mean, he wants to keep a couple percent or something, but why would you even do that? But he's got to sell majority control, and if he doesn't want to, the NFL is going to make him. I mean, this is a done deal as far as that part goes. He's not holding on his team. I know people are worried about it and worried this will fall through, but it's not. It's going to go forward because the NFL wants it to go forward. Whether it's Bezos or whoever, they're tired of all this stuff with Dan. And you know, I tell Dan, take your billions, go to England, have a jolly good time, leave us alone.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to agree with you. Do you have a thought on a next owner? Do you think it could be Bezos at the last second just coming in and putting down the biggest stack of cash the world's ever seen?
Well, it's certainly sitting there as one of the options. And, I mean, Josh Harris, who owns a couple teams, you know, the Jersey team and the Philly team, I think he's there. I like the guys out in California, the Clear Lake equity guys. You know, they were second to Denver's bid. I think they're in there. I think there's somebody I haven't been able to see yet on that. I have a feeling there's somebody out there.
There's got to be. I almost imagine there's got to be like a bidder that no one's aware of, right? Because the Clear Lake Capital people, they had a deal with Fred Smith and Rothman and Schar to buy their 40%, and Snyder was able to kind of veto that and buy it with the loan from the league. But they're also in on Chelsea with Boley, and I've reported first, like I know this, that Boley pulled out. So there's got to be, there are other billionaires out there that would like a football team in Washington.
Yeah, it's going to get interesting. I think we're a week away from really starting to see what happens, and that's because the league is really trying to suppress it till after the Super Bowl. But what happens then is when they start to really weed it out, I expect the losing bidders to come a call into the media. This is what happened last time, too, because they want to know some inside stuff that maybe I or you know. And now, all of a sudden, we're going to start horse trading information. This is how it works. And that's how it works last time. I used to be in hotels with people you wouldn't imagine I was talking to who wouldn't answer my phone calls for months. Suddenly, they want to get back in this game and got to find it out. That's when you find out who's real and what's going on. So I think we're a week or two away from that.
Yeah, it's funny, as we always heard it would heat up after the Super Bowl, and here we are, the Super Bowl Sunday. Roger Goodell, I believe, is going to hold a press conference Wednesday. I think the league will want to keep everything wrapped up until a week from today, like next Monday morning, and then the conversations are really going to start. You know, if you had to guess, we know that the first round of bids came in just before Christmas. Just the normal process for something would be final bids. You know, if everybody's talking about March, you got to get those final bids in sometime soon, and then Bezos might just have his own timeline.
I don't think March is written in stone by anybody. You know, they can. I mean, Snyder's deal was done in June. You know, you'd like to be done in March because you'd like the team to be able to compete for free agency and all that kind of stuff. But it's not going to be a simple round bid. I mean, they're going to keep going. You know, these kind of guys, if you turn down some bids, you might lose $500 million. You know, as it goes up.
Right.
I mean, it's like the real estate market that I was involved in. We'd have best and final offers. Everybody bring it in. You still have three people there. You'd do it again. And they were like, well, I thought that was the best round. Yeah, well, whatever. If you don't want to bid again, don't.
Right.
So
right.
It'll happen again. And I expect it to go over seven. How much more? I'm not sure. You know, the price of the new stadium is going to suppress us a little bit because whoever does it is going to have to put up another $3 billion or so. That's all. I'm starting to get real money now.
What do you think happens with the stadium? You think they get back to RFK?
I think they have a good chance just because the next owner, especially if it's Bezos, what the D.C. government wants in the end, and Snyder would not give them, was they want to share the wealth of this situation in a lot of different ways. They want different things to the community and such. Snyder was sort of like, all the money is mine. Well, then screw you. That's how they felt. But now they want grocery stores are a big hot topic item with the D.C. politicians. And Bezos owns Whole Foods. We can put one every block. Who cares? You know, he can do some things like that. He can buy a forest out in, you know, the mountains and trade it for the RFK spot. I mean, there's those kind of things. He's a unique bidder that can do that. And I think it's got a real chance. You know, if you do a dome stadium there, you do 100 events a year. Now you're talking jobs in the community, too. You know, there's a lot of money that can flow through that whole area. And so it'd be stupid not to do it. And they've been waiting. Notice nothing's there. They've had their time.
I was over there a couple weeks ago, and it's staggering. The piece of land, the piece of property, the river, the stadium, like it's all there. It just needs money and support from the city, probably from that immediate neighborhood, and somebody that has the juice and the cash to get it done. So obviously Bezos can do that, but I would guess there are others that could get that done. Snyder.
Yeah, Josh Harris.
Not
Josh Harris could do that.
Right,
yeah,
I agree.
Harris, I think, could do that. Yeah, no, Snyder just wanted to be the greedy NFL baron that took it all. Well, they're not doing it. So I think that, you know, everything, it'll turn out to be a really nice project if it goes. I think you'll lose some of those parking lots to community projects or whatever. So you're not going to have as much parking, but they do have a second metro stop there, which would be above ground. They've never used it, but it is right there. I've had the GM walk me to it. And,
interesting.
You know, so you can bring more people in that way, too. You know, maybe you keep Lot 8 down by the river and all that. But this is, you know, this is about transit and location more than tailgating. I'm sorry you can't, you know, do all your burgers out there. But that's a part of the, you know, that's a sacrifice you make for not having to drive the Dumfries.
God, Dumfries would be such a disaster. Talking with Rick Snyder. Give him a follow on Twitter at Rick Snyder. And what's your YouTube page? Is it Rick Snyder?
Yeah, it's Rick Snyder's Washington.
Rick Snyder's
over 11,
Washington.
Over 11 million views now. So
that's awesome, man.
I post videos every day. Yeah,
good for you.
People come to me all the time. It's really weird. I've been doing this 45 years, and now I'm a TV star. Yeah, kind of weird.
Who's going to be the offensive coordinator? We'll talk a little bit of football here.
I don't know. If I had to throw my money down right now, the quarterback's coach, Sam Peasy, would be my guess.
That is underwhelming answer.
Well, it's only for a year. You'll be okay. I mean, would the enemy come here for a year? I mean, even if they threw the money at him, which I don't know that they will, because you're still under Dan Snyder's dime. And you don't have a nickel, you know, that you want to spend on this right now. So you keep Zampezi, you keep the same language, you keep, you know, that rookie quarterback who knows what's going on. I could see it.
See, I think they would go after Shermer, but I could be wrong too. I mean, are you concerned that they've taken this long to make the hire?
No, I mean, there's other teams out there too. Like this. It's been a slower than usual process, I think, this year for all the openings that were around.
Agreed.
So, and listen, they looked for 50 people and then they finally came up with Jim Zorn. So if you wait long enough, it's worth it.
Last one. All right, I got two more. Is Sam Howell QB1 or just the one QB on the roster?
Well, both, I guess. But I like him. I like him a lot since I watched the camps last year. This guy's a baller, you know. You know the interesting part about – the interesting thing about Bobby Bethard, his first Super Bowl, is 36 players were free agents on that roster. Hey, more than half the team. He found ballers. He didn't care about picks, you know. And that's what Sam Howell is. He's a baller. This kid will be fine if they give him the chance. Don't keep changing coordinators and coaches and all these other things, you know, that go into it. That have ruined several prospects in the past. I think he has the right to compete for QB1. Who they bring in, I don't know. But, you know, Rivera always preaches about he needs this quarterback, and yet every year, here we go again. You know, it's his biggest – the quarterbacks usually make or break coaches, and that'll be Rivera's legacy too.
Who you like in the Super Bowl?
Philly. I just think they're a little better. And I think their pass rush will, you know, Mahomes is a little hobbled. I mean, come on. I couldn't believe how well he played the other day. let that pass rush of Philly try and start hit him and see what happens.
I mean, Hassan Reddick was on fire in the NFC title game. Rick, thank you so much for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Rick Snyder. Give him a follow at Snide_remarks on Twitter. Rick Snyder's Washington on YouTube. We come back. Let's touch on the NBA. Should the Wizards be buying or selling with the trade deadline coming up? Plus, Stephen A. and Jason Williams about to fist fight? Let's find out.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.